NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Jake here in the studio, aka Juice Roof. What's up?
How's it going, Jess? It's good to see you again, finally.
Yeah, good to see you. Nice to meet you in real life, yeah. Shall we say.
Yeah. me and Jess go way back, and I haven't seen her since 6 months, since Camp Aloha.
Yeah, very sad, really.
Yeah, I've missed you.
Missed you too. So you're here to talk about This Is Not Real Life, and you're a dreamer. I just have a question about the misspelling. Is it on purpose?
No, it was a mistake. Oh. And I haven't changed it yet, which I'm going to change. Like, I was planning on changing before actually I came here, but I haven't done that. Yeah, it's purely a mistake.
That's okay.
It's just out of the carelessness of me.
I thought it was going to be like something like...
it's a post-ironic joke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
No, that's a lie. It's not.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Let's talk about...
Much more boring story to it, which is great.
Jamie Babe.
Yeah. What do you want to know about that, Jess?
What do you want to tell me about Jamie Babe? Who is Jamie Babe? What's the song about?
It was inspired by a girl that I knew, like, from way back when I was, like, when I moved to New Zealand for the first time, when I was, like, 9. And then she came and hung out with me and inspired the song. But nothing that I'm talking about in the song actually has anything to do with it. But that's where the name came from. And the hook. Jamie Babe.
Very nice.
It was actually one of the first songs that I wrote that I was like, hey, this is a catchy tune. And I've had the song for ages and I just didn't record it. And I finally recorded it and the version that I like of it. And yeah, finally got it to a place where I'm like kind of happy with it. I'm never happy with any of it, but it's
perfectionist. Because you released this track like quite a while ago, but like a different fit. Am I wrong? No.
I released Jamie Babe E Part 2, which was like a reprise, but I released the Part 2 before Jamie Babe because I recorded a cool version. That one was like very spontaneous, but it was based on the same riff, so that's why it's called Jamie Babe Part 2. But this one, no, this has just come out with the album.
Okay, cool.
Pay attention, Jess.
That's good to know. Well, I should do better research. My bad. No, just kidding. This is Jamie Babe by Juice Roof.
Thank you.
Me Babe by Juice Roof. Damn, so good.
Thank you.
The next track is Wholesome, but we're like not as like with a W.
Another mistake, actually. No, just kidding.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's like a hole, but, you know, wholesome. Which, you know, it's kind of a joke, I guess, because a hole in like suggests that there's emptiness there, but wholesome means that there's fullness. So that's, I guess that's kind of funny.
Nah, that's not funny. That's poetic. Poetic.
Yeah, I like this song though. This is a cool song. This song came from just like a jam like making that I made after like the end of my Ableton project file on Jamie Babe. And I was just like, hey, this would be a cool thing after Jamie Babe. That's it.
Okay, cool. Let's listen to Wholesome, Juice Roof. Nice and short little track called Wholesome by Juice Roof.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Definitely.
Bye, and
then
guys.
The next one, Baby Nights, as I was saying to you, is probably one of my favorite on the album. Very catchy.
Yeah. It's actually my favorite song on the album probably as well, because it kind of saved the whole thing for me, because I had listened to all of these songs so much that I was... and obsessed over all of these songs to such a degree that I hated all of it. I was going through really big, like... mood swings of just like, fuck, I hate this, fuck, I love this. But Baby Nights was like one track, like it was the last one that came together out of all of the songs, and this one track that I was kind of like, okay, well, this is kind of cool, I kind of like this, this is different than the rest of the tracks, and it kind of like saved my interest in even like finishing the whole project, which is cool. And it all started with the guitar riff, and it was quite a spontaneous recording, and then just some like adding here and there over some time.
Great. I love this track. Just listen to that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lights.
Yeah.
Juice Roof.
It's a very flamenco-y, pop-influenced, big the thing I like best about that song is the bass. It's just got a really big, fat bass sound in compared to the rest of the album, which is great.
Love that fat bass.
Fat bass.
The next track is Inclinations. What can you tell me about that track?
Lyric-wise, I guess it's just about wanting to do the right thing, but never being inclined to just do the wrong thing, even though you know it's wrong to yourself and to people and just in general, I guess. And then the next verse kind of gets into feeling uncomfortable in a place that is designed for you. Essentially, like, as a human, feeling uncomfortable in a world and in a society that is supposed to be built for our comfort, but, everybody's got a lot of insecurities and nobody's really very comfortable. Even their silly lyrics, but that's kind of where the thoughts are coming from.
That's an issue you should take up with God.
There is no God. No, I'm just kidding.
This is Inclinations.
Colombia.
Shh. We've made a deal for the most addictive burger in the world.
Yes, my friends, it is true. Your taste buds, they would forever cry for more. This is this mac and cheese.
Oh, man. I need it, man. Hook us up?
100% pure grass-fed New Zealand beef, smashed juicy. Mac and cheese bites, tasty bacon, truffle aioli, hot cheese sauce, melted cheddar. Get hooked on the burger that will change your life. The Burger Fuel Smack and Cheese, for a limited time only at Burger Fuel.
Hey, are you a first-time vapor? Or are you an experienced vapor looking for the best selection of vaping supplies, premium e-cigs, and 100% authentic products? Best you find your way then, friend, to one of 13 Shosha stores across Auckland. Shosha has the best range of authentic batteries, clearomizers, and a wide range of the best e-liquids around. If you're new to the vape life, starter kits start from $25. Find your closest Shosha store at shosha.co.nz. Pop in and consult with their knowledgeable Shosha staff. And vape on, friend. Vape on.
Hey, boy.
Hey, girl. Can I grab a 3/4 flat white, not full to the top, with a shot of syrup? The one that smells like teen spirit. Cheers.
Yeah, no problem. Have here or to see me go.
Have here is fine. Can I just grab a spoon, man?
Trackuccino. Every day on breakfast, Mikey digs back through the crates and serves up a special track from a special time. Listen in for the chance to win a couple of free Coffee Supreme coffees from your favourite local. Trackuccino on breakfast, thanks to Coffee Supreme.
Oh man, I've got Saturday afternoon emptiness. I feel dead inside.
Didn't that smashed avocado brunch help? That sneaky little yum cha we squeezed in?
Not really. This morning's not a country and tonight's just too far away. How are we going to make it through the in-between zone with our sanity intact?
I know. Let's turn on the BFM and send some psycho text to Sarah on the Saturday 2 to 4.
Aha, sanity saved.
The Saturday afternoon 2 till 4 with Sarah. Guaranteed good talk, text derailments, passing trivia and songs to match. Saturday afternoons with Sarah from 2 p.m. on 95BFM.
Before the break there, we listened to Inclinations by Juice Roof.
Yeah, very bouncy, bubbly track, big old smile on the face kind of track, big trumpets.
Yeah, very happy.
And the best guitar solo on the track, only like the only proper guitar solo, which that's why I like that track probably the best. I like that solo.
You like it?
Cool. I like it, and the drum sound, and the bass.
The next track is Working on My Heart, which is, shall we say, number 6 on the top 10.
Yeah, this one though is, you got the album version, the single version. Actually, this one cuts off, and the version I released as a single has like an ending, proper ending, which would probably be more appropriate for radio, but it's too late, we've already got this one lined up. So, but I can explain to you why after the song.
Do you want to go into This Is Not Real Life straight away?
Yeah, definitely. Just go straight into it. Yeah, but this song, just to say a little something about this, was recorded quite spontaneously. I wrote it at Western Springs by the Big Pond, if you know. And I wrote it. I went and recorded it in an attic where my buddy Rama, who's sitting right next to me right here now for moral support, he was living at the time. And it was real spontaneous. Went over and recorded it, and it ended up being coming out pretty good. Probably one of the best on the album. If the people have anything to say.
Yeah. People have anything to say, vote Juice Roof, 5395.
It's also, it's got some Mr. Amish backing vocals and guitar. He's a good friend of mine, and he makes some really good music. You should check him out also.
Agreed. He does make really good music.
Yeah. Powerhouse guitarist and great vocalist.
Working on My Heart. Juice Roof. That track was called This Is Not Real Life and You're a Dreamer, but...
Following Working on My Heart.
Yeah. And you were explaining the, like, quick cut off.
So the whole thing about that is it's, like, it's supposed to cut off, be very abrupt, and then go into This Is Not Real Life and You're a Dreamer, which is just, like, an iPhone recording. And I guess the whole thing about that is, like, that last song, This Is Not Real Life and You're a Dreamer, the little iPhone recording kind of saved the whole album for me and made the whole thing justified, because it's all, you know, very silly and kind of tongue-in-cheek. I think it's good, but, like, I was just in such a state of, like, whoa, I just got to get away from this. I hate this. I don't like it anymore. But then the last song kind of justifies it, because, like, wait a minute, this is not, like, I got so obsessed with all of these songs and so inside this world that I just completely lost perspective on the whole thing. You know what I mean? I don't know if this is good. I don't know if this is bad. But the last song, but that This Is Not Real Life and You're a Dreamer kind of just says, hey, wait a minute, it's a reminder. This is all, these are all just songs. These are all just pop songs, you know? Because the whole thing, it's just like, this album is, I guess, just my vision of a weird bedroom pop album.
It's pretty psychedelic.
Yeah, psychedelic pop thing. Yeah, that's what it is.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for coming in.
It's been my pleasure, Jess.
Oh, it's been good super to hang out fun. Again. Yeah, in this nice little room, talking to Mike's to a big audience.
Yeah, hey guys, I love you.
We can listen to it. Oh, you can find juiceroof.bandcamp.com. Download the album. For your own pleasure.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music. Yeah.